Just days before the December 27 bombardment of Gaza by Israeli forces, Justin Alexander, Palestine analyst for the Economist Intelligence Unit, had predicted that there is a heightened risk of major conflict in Gaza following the expiry of a six-month ceasefire. According to him, this was a result of the heightened political competition between Israel's main parties in the run-up to the general election on February 10th. At least 340 Palestinians have died from the bombardment of Gaza City and Rafah in the last few days. More than 1,400 are injured. The UN Relief and Works Agency said on Monday that at least 51 of the dead were Palestinian civilians, including women and children, although Israeli leaders have stated they will only target Hamas infrastructures. We talked with Fida Kishta, a school teacher and freelance journalist in Rafah, to tell us more about the bombardment and its impact over the past few days.
They said that they're just attacking military base or attacking the government in Gaza, but this is not true. Most the people who killed, they were in the streets or children going to their schools. The last family, the mother and her children, a mother and her four children, and the fifth also died. One just survived. Can you imagine your family like that, to be among your sisters or brother and to be the only survivor? It was a general situation in the Gaza Strip, not just in Rafah. But for me, I live in Rafah. The attack was to many buildings in Rafah, including the police stations and the municipality of Rafah, the governorate of Rafah. The last attack was this morning for a Palestinian house. Three children killed. This morning, they targeted many houses in Jabalia, and they targeted many mosques. They targeted five mosques. They targeted a hospital, four houses. In Rafah, they targeted a house, a family. The last thing that I heard and saw on the television, that they said they're going to attack the main hospital in Gaza Strip, which is a Shifa hospital. And if they do, it's going to be genocide.
Listen. This is a message from the Israeli army. That was a message for the people phones from the Ministry of Defense. I didn't catch all of it. My sister hid. So the message was saying, don't deal with Hamas as a government because they smuggling weapons and they are making big digging tunnels with Egypt. And all of you who listen to this message are responsible about your actions.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They are firing at the tunnel.
The Israeli Ministry of Defense is reported to be contacting the Red Crescent and residents of Rafah. Are they urging you to evacuate?
People on the border with Egypt informed by the Red Crescent to leave their houses and to leave the border, because the Red Crescent got a message from the Ministry of Defense asking the people to leave their houses because they're going to attack the area and maybe they're going to occupy the borders. So they're emptying the camps, they're emptying the houses on the border area. All friends' houses, family's houses, cousins, they are not on the border, they're somewhere else in Rafah. And yesterday, people got so angry after the Israelis F-16 attacked the borders. That for the attacks, they went to the wall. They wanted the wall just to show their anger and to ask the Egyptians to open the wall to let these injuries go for treatment. So they didn't try to knock the wall to scare, but they tried to knock the wall to let the Egyptians accept these patients and take them for treatment. People tried to get inside Sinai, inside the border, but they shot at them and one killed. And today they started to accept the Palestinian injuries and they got to Egypt. some goes to Egypt.
In an interview with Al Jazeera, President Mahmoud Abbas said that he had warned Hamas of the upcoming attacks and said these deaths could have been avoided. What is the attitude in Gaza towards President Abbas right now?
Some people's angry of the old presidents, not just Abbas. They're angry with all the presidents in the world because they kept helping the Israelis on this attack. The President Abbas said something that he doesn't like what the Israelis doing, but also didn't take any positive step to stop this. And I don't think that the President Abbas can do, because the Israelis didn't listen to any country in the world. So we are enemies for the Israelis, so our President Abbas, though, is enemy for the Israelis, too. When the ceasefire started six months ago, both sides accept the ceasefire, Palestinian side and Israeli side. But how many times this ceasefire broken? I used to go with the fishermen on their boat. Every single day, the Israelis army and the Israelis navy broke the ceasefire by shooting at the fishermen. So the ceasefire wasn't there by the Israeli side. It was just a ceasefire to show it to the world media. After the resistance accepted, it's not just the government here, it's not just Hamas, it's all the resistance accept the ceasefire. So now all the resistance refuse the ceasefire, including Hamas.
In a recent press conference, Hamas warned of a resurrection of resistance, including suicide missions, which is a tactic Hamas had abandoned in 2005. Do you foresee an escalation of violence for revenge?
I don't think that the revenge could come from the government. The revenge could come from the people who lost friends, family, neighbors, or lovers. Like the child who survived today and saw her brothers and sister. She was in the middle of them, and they are killed, and she was the only survivor in the family. These are the big suicide bombers for Israel. They're going to grow up with their revenge because they can't forget the scene that they saw. They can't forget that they were in their houses and the Israelis targeted these houses and she was the only survivor and all her family killed.
Two Israelis were killed in rockets fired from Gaza recently, supporting Israel's justification that these attacks are done in the name of security. What is your comment?
The world kept saying it's the Israeli security, so they can destroy the Gaza Strip, and the one reason is the Israeli security, which has no end. I don't know when the Israeli security is going to be end, when they're going to feel secure, and after they kill all the Palestinians.
This is the sort of thing we can build right now without anyone else's permission from the government or from the business community. It's the powers in our hands.
If we're not going to sleepwalk into more wars and into environmental disaster, we think we need to start with a television news network that won't bow to pressure and has the courage to seek facts. And that means independent economics. And that's why we need you.
Real hope means facing a complex reality. Your tax-deductible donation makes it possible. Please contribute. Visit therealnews.com.